encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Joe Lino, Ray Bodwell, Chris Andre, and Martin Dodge. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO ED News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, and you can also find us on Facebook or on Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, talk radio host Joanne Hardesty speaks with Daniel Lukow from Common Cause Oregon about Commissioner Fritz's proposal for public financing of campaigns. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio. At 11 on Between the Covers, the guest writer is Hope Jahren, who talks about her memoir of her life in science called Lab Girl. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, the guest is Oregon artist Maximilian Uriarte, who talks about his new graphic novel, The White Donkey. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Yes, Monica is stealing my thunder there. It is about 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means it is time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and in the greater listening community. Tonight, we'll be talking about the fabulous KBOO membership drive. It's coming up starting this Friday. And KBOO's news director, Lisa Loving, spoke this afternoon with membership director Pamela Santos about what's coming.
I love the membership drive, Pamela. What's going on?
I love it, too. I love it, as everyone will love it, too. I'm really excited just because this is going to be a really big drive. It's starting on Friday, and it's going to go for, wait for it, 16 days. So we're pulling through. We're pulling out all the stops for different specials. And first off, I mean, honestly, just as soon as, like, I guess other people other than me wake up at 5:30 in the morning. On Friday, we're going to have Tracy Grammer live, and we're going to have live music here in the morning, early in the morning. And after that, I mean, we just are going to keep going with all different kinds of specials throughout the day.
Pamela, I wanted to start off a little slower and say, can you give us the dates? 16 days, that's like 2.5 weeks or so. That's not so bad. I mean, that's as long, that's as big as we get anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what? But what are the dates?
So September 9th through the 24th. So we have Friday, September 9th, all the way to Saturday, the 24th. And we're going to even end it with a party.
We did that last time. It was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. All
like,
the way
to- like a party in the building where people could come.
Absolutely. With live music. We are going to cut off the phones and the phone volunteers at 2 o'clock so that we can celebrate with the motif.
The motif. I love that show.
I do too.
So this, having a party at the end of the drive, this is one of your many innovations.
Well, thank you.
In this position here, because you started in January or December. And I started in January, Lisa Loving, news director job in January. And so it's been interesting to watch you like move forward with this gigantic endeavor. It's huge. It's like 17 buses, right?
Maybe 100.
Okay,
maybe.
It's like 117 buses. all the volunteers, all the programming, everyone tuning in. I just adore the membership drive. But why do we have them? Just in case people forgot, like, we do have our CEO that makes, a $500,000 a year. Not. Where does the money go? What's it for?
I mean, honestly, everything that helps run this station comes from our members. I mean, almost entirely. We put it to about 70 to 80% comes directly from the members. So to be able to have these drives is to be able to reach right out there through the radio waves to our listeners, to talk to them, to really have this conversation for 16 days about what makes KBOO the radio station for them. What makes people want to tune in their, you know, let's say, favorite shows, or even just for the kind of news that people can count on, to be really free from commercial interest, to be as much coming from the community as it is about the community. I mean, we are having what I like to think about when every time somebody gets on the air to talk about KBOO pledges, they are trying to have this ongoing dialogue. And in a lot of ways, when we look at radio, you think that it's one way. But when people call in and donate, they are telling us and reciprocating that conversation.
I love looking at it that way. I've never heard anybody put it that way, but God knows I have yakked on enough years of membership drives to have had a gigantic conversation, and that is exactly what it is. It's also like a song by John Lennon, Instant Karma. It's like we know how well we did based on people calling. And anyway, but I just had to say I really love the innovations that you've done, which actually you've done a lot of innovations in membership, big, large and small.
Thank you.
And I want to talk about those a little bit in a minute, but you were going to list off the specials. I'm shutting up. Specials.
Yay. There are so many specials. I mean, we have a couple of things going on, even just the first day. But as usual, we can always count on Positively Revolting to have a really interesting guest. And so it's for The World is Churning Still with Michael Mead. We will have at 9 o'clock, a brand new show that's been coming on is John Shuck's Beloved Community. And there's an interview with Sarah Jaffe. A really good live guest that I heard is coming in for Digital Divide. There's going to be former Sado Nation and cyberpunk author John Shirley in the studio. So that's going to be live right there. But I also want to just let our music fans know that we got you. We have Saturday for you. And so for the 12 o'clock, there's definitely going to be music for and about the labor movement. So that's going to be really special after this particular Labor Day. And after that, we're going to have I need to have you tell me about this, what's going on here. Swingin' Country is going to have a Bruce Springsteen focus. Now, the New Yorker in me still has a little love for some Jersey, so this is pretty good. There's going to be definitely a couple of different specials, and if we don't get to talk about all of them now, you're going to be able to find out all about it when you go to kboo.fm on the homepage, or when you, if you are on Facebook and liking all of our amazing posts, you can check to see every single day that there's going to be all of any kind of things going on with the fall drive. You're definitely going to hear about it on our Facebook.
So I wanted to ask you a few other things, too. What are your goals for the membership drive? Well, there's always a financial goal. So what are the goals? And sometimes are there goals besides financial ones? So let's start out with the big happy goal. Let's call it the big happy goal.
It's a very happy, I want to call it like a big round, healthy number of $120,000 is what we are going to be trying to raise over these 16 days, September 9th through the 24th. So every little bit has been helping. We have had the fall sweepstakes, which is going to be ending. Tomorrow is the last day, 11:59 p.m. is the last time that if you aren't already a monthly donor, you can donate online and enter, win a chance. It's also no purchase necessary, so you can send me a postcard as long as I get it by tomorrow. So that sweepstakes is a way for us to subvert the drive and be able to bring in what we hope is $20,000 to $25,000, to be able to take a day off. But the other thing about it is, what I like to think about it is, that we're just inching bit by bit. So for someone to donate $5 a month, or for someone else to donate $20 a month, both are helping the station. So what I like to think about as a different kind of goal for me is that if we get new members, more and more new members who are taking ownership, like feeling like they're a part of this station, I feel like I'm winning. You know, I feel like when I say I feel like KBOO is going to be benefiting from all of these new members getting a chance to be a part of a pretty much a 48-year tradition of community radio. That's something that I don't think you can really pay for in any kind of other respect. Like when we're talking about the kind of media and culture that we consume, and to say that we're part of a community, that's what your KBOO membership is for.
You know, when I think about membership too, like you said, I think about this town, and our whole region is changing. It's changing really quickly. We're getting so many new people like every 5 minutes. And so I work in the newsroom. We see it reflected in the volunteers in the newsroom. We're getting different kinds of people than we did 10 years ago. And so we're just so aware of how many people are moving here, but they don't know what KBOO is. So I'm always wondering, there must be conversations happening over dirty martinis somewhere about KBOO. I'm putting it out. There's got to be conversations happening.
I would have thought kombucha, but
it's a little alcohol.
It's a little both. It's probably. I would say that a lot of what this fall drive is also going to do is going to get people to start thinking about what matters to them. So I'm going to acknowledge that it is a hard year for a lot of people. So it's a hard year if you don't have a living wage. It's a hard year if you have less hours. It's a hard year, especially if you're a service worker and you get your hours cut. There's a lot of things that are going on that may be changing, but maybe it's not changing for the best. And so you have a lot of people that aren't able to give as much as they did before. So with a lot of that, I would say that whatever somebody can give, it's going to be acknowledged. It's going to matter. It's going to go somewhere. So if people are thinking about where to put their money, where they know it's going to benefit, I mean, we are keeping the electricity on. We're paying the rent here. We are trying to actually, and let me even bring this up for a second. The whole neighborhood, all of this city is changing around us. What would be amazing for us is obviously to stay where we are and to be this kind of beacon for free and independent media, right here in this neighborhood where there's already so many people moving and changing all around us. I think in a lot of ways, if people are able to help us keep things going here, then that's going to benefit the rest of the community as well. And also, if things are hard, then that's okay. I mean, if you're not able to keep up your membership, then that just means that there's other people that are going to be taking their turn, you could say. Like, it'll be time for them to step up. And that's what we want to encourage, too, is that if you can't do something, let's say, financially for us toward this goal, I mean, just give us a call at our volunteer coordinator's number and you can answer the phones for us. We're so grateful that we're going to feed you. So we're going to feed you really delicious food.
And I'm glad glad you brought that up because
can you talk about some of our wonderful local restaurants? I can say that right now, can I? Our wonderful, generous, delightful local restaurants who are contributing food. There's something different there. Again, another innovation you've put in there. Talk about the restaurants.
Thank you so much. So the part that hasn't changed is that we are, depending on the generosity of our local restaurants and food carts, to donate food for our food phone volunteers. And that hasn't changed. What I'd like to say since I've started here, and I did this also in the spring drive, is I've made more of an effort to reach out to restaurants and food carts owned by people of color. So this is not hard. I'm just going to say it right now. It is not hard to research and find lists of people of color owned food businesses. There are plenty of sources I was able to use from before and personal recommendations. A lot of them especially were covered in the Support Black Owned Restaurants Week that was just in August. You're not going to reach communities of color if you don't make an intended action toward it. If you don't think, how am I going to do this? Then you're not reaching them. If you just assume that in the course of how you're going to do your business, that you're going to reach people of color, then you're not doing the work. And the work for me, I'll tell you really easily, is that I intended from the very beginning to have half of the restaurants that we get to donate, that half of them would be by people of color owned restaurants.
One of the reasons this matters is because the names of the restaurants and their location is repeated on the air. So, it's something where we thank people and we raise their profile mm-hmm. in the local community using our modest tools.
I mean, just for every hour, imagine 6 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m., you're going to be able to hear these different restaurants and their address, and that kind of visibility is valuable when you're trying to maintain, you know, like you're trying to maintain your business in this changing city.
All right. Pamela Santos, KBOO Community Radio Membership Director, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you so much. I love it.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is a new episode